Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at Mother's Day from this last Mother's Day that we just had, and we saw that everybody that comes into the earth has to be born and birthed through a mother, through the birth canal. And God supernaturally uses the womb to get people legally into the earth today. Without that, you're not going to be legal. Now, I know they've got artificial insemination and test tube babies, etc., but you still have to have the seed of the man and a womb of a woman. So God knows what He's doing, and every woman that gives birth the normal, natural way, C-section or through the birth canal, but she brings children into the world, and it's a mother who brings children into the world. Let's pick up what the Lord wants to show us and continue going where the Lord wants us to go as we honor our mothers and we honor women and mothers of every type, every kind, godmothers, spiritual mothers, mothers-in-law, all kinds, foster parent mothers, adopted mothers, stepmothers, we honor them all, single mothers, and let's just continue in this wonderful word that the Lord's bringing to us right now. In Jesus' name, let's join the service.
If you're in the world, you're born of a woman. Jesus was born of a woman. Amen. And so, every child has a mother, but for Jesus to be born of a woman meant there was no human father, no male counterpart. Jesus' true father is the father of eternity. No other child has had a virgin birth born of a woman except him. All the rest of us are born from a father and a mother. Okay, this is Science 101, in case you don't know. If you don't know that, let me tell you about the birds and the bees quickly. Do I need to go to the birds and the bees? No. Another saying is sowing and reaping. Right. So motherhood was God's great, listen, motherhood was God, the eternal being. It was His great plan for the salvation of the human race. Motherhood carried salvation for the human race. And we try to lord it over the woman sometimes. Yeah, they could turn around and say, one for me, you wouldn't be saved. Right? Think about it. God used womanhood, motherhood, for the salvation of mankind. I mean, think about that for a moment. I'm sure God could have found another way. If he had to, he would have. He would have made another way. This is the way that the world was created. He did a legal system, and He put all legalities and all legal laws into the world. And He said, I will stick because I will obey my own laws and my own rules. And He had Jesus, His son, come through the birth canal of a woman. Think about that. Salvation comes because of a woman. Obviously, because of God, but He used the woman. Oh, the ladies are smiling. Men are looking a little bit forlorn right at this point. But don't worry, we'll get you next. Father's Day's coming soon. Father's Day, you'll be smiling. They'll be looking. Amen. And so, we live in an age right now where sex is openly celebrated and revered. But gender is confused. It really is. And motherhood, just like fatherhood, is often jeered at.
people today think, I don't know if you've seen any of the TV programs that they have. We don't watch that stuff, thank God. But they would make the father look like an imbecile most of the time. Right? Then they'd show maybe the father with kids and no mother in the family. And we don't respect the family unit. That's why the devil has been so busy in what he's doing. I don't need to go there and tell you what it is. You know what he's doing. Because he knows that the first institution that was ever created was marriage. Once mankind had been created and everything was done in the earth and God sat back and relaxed and he said, it is very good. Once that took place and he had Adam name all the animals and he said, it's not good. All the animals have partners, but he doesn't. Let's create a helpmate for him. And Adam went to sleep, took the bone out of his side and created Eve. And when he looked up, he saw her and he called her woman. Called her woman. And God said, for this reason, will a woman leave her father? And he instigated and instituted the marriage. Because you know something? Listen, God is a God of marriage because he is the groom. We are the bride and he's coming back for the bride. He's coming back for us. That's the marriage festival we're going to celebrate with him. And there's so much confusion and so many wrong things being taught that it's very confusing for people. That's why nowadays when you talk about a virgin birth, it doesn't mean as much as it should. People think, well, there's test tube babies now and there's all kinds of other things. And, you know, we come from the goo to the zoo to you because they believe in evolution. Really, they believe in evolution. I'm serious. The devil has sold a lie to the world, and the world has bought it hook, line, and sinker, and those that are unsaved don't even know it. Because they cannot be discerning because they are spiritually discerned. These are things we have to grasp by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. And evolution, I mean, just think about it. Just put a D in front. There you have the answer. Or just take the first four words away. Evil, E-V-I-L. It tells you what it is. It's evil. And there are people that are believing this stuff. So if there's evolution, then anything goes. Because there ain't no God. Hello. And so God used the gender of the female kind to save us. He honored pregnancy and he honored motherhood in a way that our culture does not today. Think, I mean, seriously. Today, I hear people that have been married 30 years. I celebrate, I rejoice, I say, thank God. There are still people 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years being married. Nowadays, 3, 4, 5 years, and it's over. And then we're following a lot of Hollywood, it is in California, following a lot of the Hollywood stars, and they get married and divorced and married and divorced. And our kids who idolize those people, not our kids, but the world's kids, idolize those people, see them as role models. And the marriage has become nothing in the world today. But it's the institution that God created to get the world, because he said, teach your sons and your daughters about this word of mine for 1,000 generations. But today, you don't have that, sons and daughters and mothers and fathers together anymore. And so it's brought a big lie and confusion. Amen. And so God bypassed what our culture worships today and used what our culture dismisses as unimportant, motherhood. He used motherhood for the saving of the nations. I mean, that ladies, thank God for you. Just thank God that he made you and he did his plan. But it was because of motherhood, childbearing, that we were able to get saved. Think about that. I mean, that's really something. So look at women with a different eye in future. Look at them differently and see that they've got something very special. And we all have needed mothers in our own lives at some time or other. I mean, my mother to me was a pillar. She stood by me. She was amazing. And I think Mother's Day sermons are a reminder of God's faithfulness to us as much as in many different levels. And it deserves more than a mention. Being a mother is a worthy honor. Being a mother is worthy of honor. Amen. I mean, not to just mention the fact that she houses in her body a child that is sent from God. He says in Psalm 127:3, children are an heritage from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. She encamps about that child as a reward inside of her womb, a heritage from God. And the mothers need to now tell them about God from early age, while they're in the womb. Speak while they're in the womb. It's proven they hear. Tell them about Jesus. Amen. Have them in church so they hear the pastor's voice all the time. When they're born, they're not shocked. Who is that? They say, I know him. Hello. Oh, God. Okay. So being a mother is worthy of honor. We really honor you, ladies. We truly do. Whether you've had children or not, whether you're a spiritual mother or not, foster mother, whatever you are, if you're a woman, God has gifted you. He has blessed your life. If you're believing for children you can't have at this stage and they've told you you can't, you believe God. And He said, you can do all things because He said, listen, He said, those who serve me, those that serve me, I will bless, now listen to this, I'll bless your bread and your water. And it's in Exodus 23. Those that serve me, I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you, and there'll be none that have miscarriages, and there'll be none that can't have children. And with long life, I'll settle you, I'll satisfy you. That's a promise from God. His word is already settled in heaven. You heard my wife. He can't go against that word, and He can't stop that word. He sent it forth, and He said, my word will not come back void. So if you're battling to have children, we've seen people in this church have children over and over and over that couldn't have children. People that had miscarriage after miscarriage. One had 5 miscarriages. We prayed for a bank. She's got 3 kids. She couldn't have. And so you take the word of God. You put it in your heart. You fit those children inside of you. You fit the whole thing inside of your spirit realm. And you speak it out of your mouth. I'm the mother of wonderfully healthy children. Say it. If you're battling, you need to grab that and run with that. Can you say amen? And I just want to say, because of motherhood, we can now say, we are now God's children. We are now God's children. Thank God for Mary, who said, I don't know how, I don't know who, I don't know what. However, at your word, let's do this. Really, amazing woman, incredible woman. Not the mother of the universe, the mother of the man-child Jesus. Amen. And she said, let's do it. And the Holy Spirit put the seed, and the seed was the Christ. Galatians 4:4, it says here, out of the passion one more time, but when the time of fulfillment had come, God sent His Son, born under the law. Verse 5, yet all this was so that He would redeem and set free those held hostage to the law, so that we would receive our freedom and full legal adoption as His children. So, we applaud the woman, we thank God for the woman, and we say to all of you, Happy Mother's Day, each and every one of you. And we are now going to proceed to sing a blessing over the mothers of the church. Amen? You can stand.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are